Today's shiur of Mishnah Berurah Yomim is Siman Tuf Reish Ches, and we are starting the halachas of the Seder Sudas HaMaseches. It's really going to be discussing a lot of different things, very interesting things, in fact. Okhlum HaMaseikim Konei Me'ash Mashas. A person is supposed to go ahead and start. He's supposed to eat, and up until the Mafsik, before Be'ash Mashas. This is what's called Taisefes Yom Akipurim. The same way we have a Tosefes Shabbos, the actual source for even Tosefes Shabbos is Tosefes adding to Yom Kippur, not only in terms of Malacha, but the Iker is, really, this Iker source is to add in terms of the fast. Shitzarach losif michol ala kodesh. You have to add from the chol to the kodesh. But Tosefes zeh ain lo shir. And the amount really is, there's no specific amount of time. Ela kodem b'nash mashos. But rather, it has to be sometime before Ben Hashmashos. Shizmano elef v'chamesh meos ama kodem alayla. Ben Hashmashos starts 1,500 amos before the layla. What's pshat? That's 3/4 of a mil. A mil is 2,000 amos. A mil, the average time it takes for a mil, we know, is 18 minutes. That means 3/4 of a mil. 1,500 amos would be 13.5 minutes. So it's 13.5 minutes before nighttime. So, and therefore, that's how much time tzarech losif michol ala kodesh ma'at oharbe. In other words, 13.5 minutes before nightfall is when what's known as Shkia and Ben Hashmashos begins. So a little before that, you have to add on to the Yom Kippur fast. Okay, now when is this time? So this is where we have the famous machlokes between Rabbeinu Tam and the Gra. You guys ever hear of Rabbeinu Tam? Zman ending after Shabbos, where you go like, 72 minutes. Okay, so it goes like this. Rabbeinu Tam held that when it says 3/4 of a mil before nightfall, it was talking about the late Tzeis HaKochavim, which is 72 minutes after astronomical sunset, and therefore 13.5 minutes before that is when it's called like the second sunset, the second Shkia, and that's when Ben Hashmashos begins. So the truth of the matter is, those who held like Rabbeinu Tam, the Hasidim in Europe, they would go ahead, they suppose even the Kloisenberger Rebbe, when we go ahead and bring on Shabbos, they would still be able to do Malacha. Even when it was Vaday, our nightfall, because they have past astronomical sunset up to 58 and a half minutes after astronomical sunset would be Vaday day, would be for sure day. What happened was when the Satna Rebbe and Rav Moshe Feinstein, when they came to America, so even though the Satna would hold that you could go ahead and actually do Malacha up to 58.5 minutes after sunset, because it really wasn't considered halachic sunset and Ben Hashmashos for 58.5 minutes, in order for there to be some people not keeping Shabbos, other people keeping Shabbos, so basically the Takana in America today, basically almost everybody at already astronomical sunset already views that as Ben Hashmashos. So that's the Shita of the Gra. The Shita of the Gra is that Ben Hashmashos begins at what we know as sunset, astronomical sunset. That means that Tzeis HaKochavim is earlier also, 13.5 minutes. That means going into Shabbos, for example, it's Shabbos, in theory, 13.5 minutes. Now, what's 13.5 minutes? It's 13.5 minutes. Really, 13.5 minutes is in the Bavel Eretz Yisrael area. In America, it's longer. So exactly how many minutes? And even Eretz Yisrael, people keep 20 minutes, 25 minutes. Okay? But that's going into Shabbos. Going out of Shabbos, keeping the Gra'ah on a Chumrah, keeping the Gra'ah as a Kula. That's what we, right after, let's say we go the most, Omeikel, maybe it's 35 minutes. 35 minutes after sunset on Shabbos, because we're basically going with the Gra'ah, we add a little more just to play it safe. Okay? So, I'm just giving you a whole sum up here. So according to the Shulchan Aruch, who's going with who, Rabbeinu Tam, so you really could go ahead and eat way past sunset, up to right before 58.5 minutes after sunset, when it's already dark outside, okay? But we don't hold that way, right? We hold like the grudge. That's why we go ahead and before sunset, we go ahead and we already accept upon ourselves the fast, and we don't just give like 1 minute beforehand. What do we usually do? How many minutes before do we usually, in America, it's like 18 minutes before sunset. That's when we have Tosefes, which we try to add on. Or here in Eretz Yisrael, 20 minutes. In Shalayim, 40 minutes. Okay? So that's the story. So look what he says here. Look at the Mishnah Berurah. Shetzorach lahosif. The Tosefes zeh ein bo kares. Now, this addition that you added on, there's no kares. ki im mitzvahs aseh. In other words, let's say you go ahead and you accept upon yourself, okay, tosefes yom kippurim, you accept it upon yourself to start fasting 20 minutes before shkia, 20 minutes before sunset. So you're over an aseh. You're not over the los aseh that comes with kares, that if you went ahead, right, when it's already night, you chayv kares if you eat on Yom Kippur. Okay? She says it's only mitzvahs aseh. If you feed him the Gemara, may the psev v'nisim v'nerozecha v'tishil l'chodesh ba'erev. May erev ad erev tishmesu shabbatchem. Okay, so from that pasuk they learned it out. Okay, Yaminan as follows: Yachol b'tisha misanin. Is that really true that we fast when on the ninth day? Talmud Leimer ba'erev. So that's why it says ba'erev at night. So I ba'erev yachol b'tisha. So if it's ba'erev, you might think only when it becomes dark after the ninth day, meaning the beginning of the tenth day at night. Talmud Leimer b'tisha. But then it says tisha. So what is it? Tisha or yud? Haketzad maschilu b'sana mibod yom. What does this mean? You start fasting b'chol yom on the ninth. K'day lahosif mechol al hakodesh to add from the chol al hakodesh. V'gam b'yitziyoso mosif, and also at the end of Yom Kippur you add midasiv me'erev ad erev. And by the way, this happens to be the source. Look at the Gemara. This is the source not only for Yom Kippur and fasting Yom Kippur. It adds to melacha, and it also we learn from here also to Shabbos, etc. Let's move on. Sif katan beis shizman of elef v'chamesh meyos ama. Ritzon alomar shishir ben hashvashos hu shir mahalach elef v'chamesh meyos ama. Right? The shear of Ben HaShmashos, as we said, 3/4 mil, 1,500 amos. V'hula erech, Rebbe Shah, it's about, I said 13.5 minutes, he says it's about 15 minutes. Kodem tezeko chavim. The kodem lezeh, tzarek lahosim ma'at, you have to add a little bit before that. V'shir otosemes in Ben HaShmashos, and therefore, the addition with Ben HaShmashos, v'yachad ola kemat chatzi shah. So he says, it would be like a half hour. So let's say in Europe, if they follow the Ben Otam, they didn't follow the Gra. So a half hour before the 72 minutes, that's when they were ready, you know, because, yeah, 15 minutes, or 15 and a half minutes before the 72 minutes, or the 8 and a half minutes, but then they added some more, so they would have a half hour before 72 minutes, right? 42 minutes after astronomical sunset, that's when, if you want to be on time, that's when you would already have to stop eating, so you have your Tosefes combined with the Bein HaShmashos, so you have the Bein HaShmashos, then you add to that, okay? And he says, B'nei HaShulchan Aruch, what he says, Hiskir Das Rabbeinu Tam is Yaakov. He's going with the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam. The other Lishikasa, he's going with his opinion and seeing Rabbeinu Tam Chalav said, Beit. Ukvakasavnu Beirotsham. Darbei Mei Arishonim Cholkin Al Zeh. There are many Rishonim that argue on this. The Gama Gra. And the Gra. Okay, because it's Rishonim, Gaonim. Not just the Gra, who's an Akron later. He's basically another Rishonim. And the Hiskir Lishikasa, the Gra goes with those Rishonim. The Ben Hashmashos Masil Wen. And it doesn't start 3/4, right, of a mil before, you know, the late Seis HaKochavim, 72 minutes later, or 1,500 Amos, okay, which is 3/4 mil before that Seis, but rather, they have Masil Tefech Achar Tchilas HaShkia, right? We, the Gra, and this is how we go, right after the beginning of Shkia, meaning astronomical sunset, right? You know it's a, right? That's the Hainu Mishah Shacham and Iskasa Me'anenu. That's why I'm calling it astronomical sunset. It's when the sun goes below the horizon and we don't see it anymore. Uzmanat Osefes, so if we go in with the Gra, and this is how we're ma'ed. So when do we have to stop fasting from? So he says, "Zman tosefes is not low safe. I know kodim shkiyas achama, and therefore you have to go ahead and do it before shkiyas achama. Tosefes yom kippurim has to be before astronomical sunset. Then in shira sofa lifosh melacha. So he says, and you should check back there in sifkat and gimel the amount of time to go ahead and separate before and add onto kodesh by Shabbos. So that would mean, if, for example, you go 18 minutes by Shabbos, that's when you should really stop eating. Okay, we're here in Eretz Yisrael. Let's say you do 20 minutes before, after the light, that's when you should try to stop 20 minutes before astronomical sunset. But the truth of the matter is, right, really, b'di'evet, as long as you go ahead and you stop, and you mekabel, you have to be mekabel, you accept the fast sometime before astronomical sunset, you fulfill the mitzvah of Tosefes Yom HaKippurim, the mitzvah's Aseh. Again, you should try to do it a little before, like you know you're on Shabbos, but most of us, even on Shabbos, we leave it to our mothers to add on the 18 minutes, and we go right up to Shki, unfortunately. But you're supposed to, both on Shabbos and on Yom Kippur, you're supposed to go ahead and accept, not just rely, accept verbally, the Tosefes, okay, not only Tosefes Shabbos, but here the Iker mitzvah Tosefes Yom HaKippurim. So you should go ahead and verbally accept upon yourself the fast of Yom Kippur. Okay, we'll stop here for today. Okay, the rest of the week will be on recording or live with the Shana Alka.